Coast Radio News for Tuesday, April 13, 2021. I'm George Henry. Today is the day that Lane County will find out just where they will be in the state's risk level for COVID-19 infections. Currently, the county is in a two-week grace period and has remained at low risk despite the rising number of cases across the county. Case numbers have been up across the county and state more than 25%. Lane County is one of only three counties that have had the worst week-over-week increases, according to the Oregon Health Authority. Due to current numbers, it is likely that Lane County will skip the moderate risk level and return to high risk. This past week, Lane County has experienced 88.7 cases per 100,000, which is still considered a moderate spread rate. In yesterday's report from Lane County, there were two more cases of COVID-19 recognized for the Florence area, bringing that total here to 195. There were 36 new cases across the county, and the state listed 294 cases. Even with the threat of a higher risk level, there is still a possibility that Lane County could move down again, but it will take a concerted effort in the valley for that to happen. Western Lane County is at the mercy of what happens in the Eugene-Springfield area, but rising numbers in Florence are not helping. While Roadie Days has been officially canceled, there are some groups that have had hopes of doing some kind of activity during the traditional Roadie weekend. City Manager Aaron Reynolds says there have been several requests that have come into the city that are currently being reviewed. One of the requests was from the Rods and Roadies group that was hoping to put on the annual Show and Shine, but a move to a high-risk level would likely cancel those plans as it would severely limit the number of participants that would be allowed for outdoor gatherings. Reynolds says it's important to continue to be vigilant in our safety practices. The Siuslaw School Board will be having a Facilities Committee meeting this evening at 6 p.m. The meeting can be accessed through the district's YouTube channel. City Council in their work session yesterday went over proposed changes and updates to city codes and budget items. The council is working on completing discussion on items in preparation for the new biennial budget and plan for the city. City Manager Aaron Reynolds says they hope to be able to announce the new city plan sometime in May. Councilor Bill Meyer said in the meeting he believes the plan is very ambitious and very comprehensive. The council work session was just under 2 hours. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, April 13, 2021.